Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union from WTTSFM.com.
Hey, welcome, you guys. We're so glad that you're the band here to help us celebrate our 25th anniversary.
And yeah, happy birthday.
Looking forward to the hi-fi. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And it's just such a thrill to have you here. Of course, you guys have been doing this for so long, but this has been a pretty big year for your band.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are going a little crazy right now.
Yeah, because you've had this this following. Let me go back just for a quick second, back to the very roots, because I'm a kind of a geographically oriented person, so a lot of my questions stem from, well, where you're from and this, that, and the other. I know that home right now is Portland, Oregon, but for a couple of you at least, it was Wasilla, is that correct?
Yeah, Wasilla, Alaska.
Alaska, which is
up front here, all grew up together.
And there are, okay, all of you up front here. Okay, that's cool. And there are a lot of
guys up front. Yeah.
It's like a town of 8,000 people.
Yeah, when we were kids, it was a town of like 1,500. It's
really
blown up.
That's amazing, because there are a lot of famous people from Wasilla. Do you know any other famous people from that town?
I know a few.
Do you?
Yeah, there's a couple oddly famous. Yeah,
there's someone in adult entertainment out of there. Won't name names.
That's who I was thinking of.
And there was a politician that was making some noise for a while.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Also a reality star, you know.
Yeah.
I would think
in a town that size, you're going to bump into these people. I didn't know about the adult entertainment star, frankly.
Oh, she's on the Wikipedia page.
Totally.
You obviously, being from Alaska, we'd assume you like adventure, and you named your album Woodstock. Is there any connection here between the two things, Woodstock? Why did you choose that name for your album?
Well, we had been working on music for a couple of years. We had about 40 songs. We were about 40 songs in deep into a different album. And we had just kind of, normally we need to record in a very short period of time. We really kind of had this one stretched out. So it was just kind of uncomfortable for us. Some really great things, but we just kind of lost focus and we're getting a little bit confused. And we were hanging out in Alaska with John's dad, actually. And he had recently found his original ticket to Woodstock, the festival. And it was hilarious. Just like him, he had it in an old tool chest that he had given to a friend a long, long time ago. And his friend was just recently cleaning it out and found it and mailed it back to him.
Wow.
And he just kind of given us a good, just solid dad talk about, he basically just asked us what was taking so long with the album. And he builds houses for a living. He's super funny. You know, he just broke it down to like the basics. He's like, don't you guys just take your instruments, go into a studio, write some songs and record them? And yeah, it's a little bit more than that. Essentially, that's what we do. And I don't know, we started talking about Woodstock. He was telling us stories. We watched a bunch of footage, and then also seeing a lot of the, social and political climates going on around now, we just kind of felt that it was time to ditch everything, grab our instruments, just go into the studio and make some songs that we want to write now.
Yeah. Pretty much immediately after John's dad saw Woodstock and, quote, met Jesus by the river, unquote, he went and moved to the middle of nowhere in Alaska, completely off the grid, lived off the land. So I think that's a pretty heavy connection, too.
Totally.
It's pretty significant. And you guys build this steady following over the years. You've been at it for a number of years now, maybe better part of a decade. And then all of a sudden, here comes this summer or this year, and you've got this catchy tune, and boom. How does that feel? I mean, what is anything like different now?
Feels like a really, really long overnight success.
Yeah.
it's crazy. Yeah, it's definitely opened up a lot of doors for us, and we just like experience, man. We like to travel. We like to go places. We like to do things that we've never done before, and so this song's gonna allow us to do a lot of that. And it's gonna be it's pretty fun. It's been a good ride so far. A lot. It keeps us busy. A lot of people want to talk to us all the time now.
Yeah, I bet.
But, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, sure is. We're glad we booked you before all this happened. So
we're going to be way more expensive next year. Y'all can't afford us.
Well, we're not having a 25th anniversary next year, just this year. So once again, wish you welcome to our Sun King Studio 92 stage, Portugal the Man.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys at the 26th anniversary.